have emotions.
Who you talking about?
Me, you.
I know what you're talking about.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Clink.
Clonk.
It was really tough.
So,
hey everybody. Welcome to Last Call Garage, season whatever, episode whatever. It's been a while. I don't know.
I think it's 7-2.
Yeah. Guess who's back?
Back again.
I'm back.
Samir, where have you been?
Just around doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, Michelle had her board exam, so I promised her like the 3 weeks prior to her board exam I wouldn't. What?
No, that's bar.
That's bar.
Right after I said that, I'm like, oh, wait.
That I wouldn't go out at night because she gets anxiety when I'm out late. And so she wanted to spend all her time studying and not have to worry about where I am. So I was like, yeah, all right.
Good man.
And then she pushed her exam back another 3 weeks. So I ended up just taking 6 weeks away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Updates, you first.
Updates. Well, who's here, first of all?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Arvind.
I'm Samir.
I'm Wayne.
And I'm Ed.
Hello.
Huge.
Wait. We have another person here.
Oh yeah, Gus is here. He's walking around. Nice.
He's kind of like a dog.
Yeah, he's got that dog in him, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's the goodest of boys.
Yeah, he doesn't have a babysitter at home, so I couldn't leave him. He has to come with me everywhere.
Damn,
he's 4 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
Looks like a mini golden retriever.
He's fucking awesome.
Air Bud Jr. Bro, you should get basketball. Just not no hoop, just basketball. See if we can play.
He's got a pumpkin outfit and a banana outfit. We can get him a basketball player outfit.
Bro, he's got ooh, Warriors jersey.
Warriors jersey.
I got you.
What's up?
Yeah, look back at it. All right, Samir, where you been? How you been doing?
I've been sitting at home doing nothing on the weekends. Just busy at work.
Update about your health?
My health is good now. My gallbladder issue is gone because I don't have a gallbladder.
Because it is gone.
Yeah, and I can eat pretty much anything. Sometimes I'll get
diarrhea. Wait, so do you have a natural like debuff forever now?
Yeah, it's like -5.
Acid?
Fatty foods?
Yeah, -5.
Digestive?
Processing fatty foods.
Okay.
Fat processing. There you go. So -5 fat
like
processing.
Avocados? You can't have
I can. It's just there's like a fats. 1 in 10 chance that I'll get diarrhea from it.
I get diarrhea? Wait.
Exactly. I got no issues going on over here. I don't drink that much anymore, though. This is like, well, I drank when I was in Japan. I had like a highball.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. I had a margarita 2 nights ago.
You get fucked up.
But I'm such a lightweight. It's ridiculous.
Let's go.
And like I ate so much before drinking too.
Maybe I should take my gallbladder out.
Or just stop drinking.
It's a lot cheaper.
I think my copay was like $200 for surgery.
What?
Yeah.
It was a $10,000 surgery.
Hey, if I pay you $200, yeah. Could I remove your gallbladder?
What, you want my gallbladder?
Yeah.
No.
They don't really get anything on the black market because nobody does transplants of gallbladder. You just take them out.
You might be getting like 3 gallbladders inside of you.
Oh shit.
Hey yo, I could get like I could eat all the fats.
You could eat straight fat.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Still not getting weight or high cholesterol.
Just stick a butter.
Just stick a fried butter?
Every morning.
Oh hell yeah.
Double fried.
Well there goes my plan.
Panko breaded butter.
Fried in butter and in Talon.
I want butter in everything.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, my health's fine. My mom was in the hospital like a week before we went to Japan.
Mm.
She had a fall back in like July.
Yeah. Was there a risk?
No. She was out riding her e-bike with my dad and they went up a hill.
Dude, they're so active.
Yeah. And then, well, not anymore. And then they went down the hill.
Yeah, I mean, that's how hills work.
No, they went down a different side of the hill. My mom was there going back the same way they came. So she went down before my dad instead of following him. And then it was like loose gravel. So she lost her balance, fell on her side, hit her head, and then slid and hit her head on a rock.
Yeah.
But she was wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
As you should.
So she was fine. She was a little concussed, but she was fine. And then
protocol.
For like
CTE, bro.
3 weeks, she would just get random periods of like numbness. Like her arm would like go numb or something.
Left side, right side?
Left side. Yeah. And then she started getting a little worried about it. But the doctor, when she had a doctor's appointment, and they told her that she was fine, that she just needed to like ride it through because it was a concussion that was probably doing it.
Ride it through?
Yeah.
Ride the bike. Yeah. Keep going.
But then she came home from Costco one day, and she was concerned that she was having a stroke because her face was numb too. She was having trouble speaking. So she went to the ER. And then they did a bunch of scans, and they found out that she had pockets of blood on her brain that weren't draining, so they had to drain those. Mm. And so she just had brain surgery, basically. So she was in the hospital for like 2 weeks.
Open brain surgery? That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they actually touched her brain. Okay. But
they must have had to like...
Yeah, they cut her head open right here. Mm. She had stitches for a while. Staples. She got them out. So
was she rocking like the Skrillex?
Yeah, she was. No,
Skrillex.
She wasn't. It was just a stripe was shaved into her head, basically.
Yo.
Yeah, that's the scariest thing when your parents like.
Yeah. So my parents, or so Michelle passed her board exam.
Congrats.
Yeah. So she's a licensed acupuncturist and a licensed doctor of traditional Chinese medicine.
Cause she
DTCM
fixed my fucking chronic head. Headache?
Damn,
I don't know about that.
Can she stab me with really small needles?
Yeah, she can do that very well, actually.
Excellent.
It's gonna be like $100, though.
I'll do it.
I think
the first one was free. Oh no, consultation.
The first one's
consultation.
Yeah, the first one's like $120.
The rest is 60.
I'm trying to
rest them for 100.
Hey, dude, she knows.
Her office is in Campbell, dude. They make money.
I'm trying to get over my fear of needles. That's why I want to do this.
Start the finger.
I can see my finger. I would rather start with my back.
I don't think that's the way that works. Well, just close your eyes. I don't. You don't need to see anything.
Then you can't see your finger.
Yeah, so Michelle passed her board exam, and then, like, I think we went a week, and then my mom was in the hospital. And then another week she was in the hospital, and then I got sick, like, a week before we went to Japan.
Bro, you stay getting sick to me.
Fucking dude, and it was bad. It was, like, bad sick. Like, I had a fever of 104.
COVID.
But it wasn't COVID. I tested every single day and it came back negative. I thought for sure I had COVID. But no.
What if it was super COVID?
Fucking SARS.
Might have been.
SARS. Anthrax.
SARS. Wait, hold on. 104, though.
Yeah. Well, it was 104 for, like, an hour. And then it went down to 102. Yeah. And then slowly started going down. Man, but it held steady at, like, 101 or 100.8. It stayed steady for, like, 2 days.
You get a new radiator, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Really?
That's thermostat was stuck closed.
And then, so I finally got better the Saturday before we left for Japan.
Japan.
So then I started packing. And then we left for Japan on Wednesday, the
11th.
6th. Yeah, the 6th. And then I came back this past Thursday. Or, no, this past Wednesday. I don't fucking know. I was there for 6 days.
Okay. 6 days in Japan's not enough.
No, it is not. Fucking, I ran out of, like... We ran out of time so quick. It's ridiculous.
They like the train system.
It's awesome.
Always on time.
Yeah. Well, except for when I was going to the fucking airport.
It was late like by 2 minutes.
No, it was straight up delayed.
Oh.
Bro, that's illegal.
That never happened.
Delayed.
It's the rain, huh?
40 minutes. Yeah, one of the stations had a power outage.
Yeah.
Did they apologize to you profusely?
No. I was sitting on a platform for 50 minutes. What do you mean? Did they
Oh, you're just like, ding dong, sumimasen.
Yeah. Dude, my flight was at 5, so I was like, I don't know how long it's going to take me. I was supposed to go, I was going to Nippori to take the Skyliner to the airport.
The Skyliner to the airport?
Yeah.
Bro, that's fancy.
And
was it GTR?
I got there. Nowhere it said on Google that the Skyliner wasn't running, but I got to the train station, wasn't running. I was like, fucking cool. I guess I'll just take the regular train and make some connections. Well, I was going to, like... Get on the Narita Express.
Tokyo Station. Did you walk around Narita?
A little bit. So
did you have a dog fight in Narita?
I didn't. stupid. So I left the hotel at 11 and we were staying in Okubo.
Yeah.
My flight was at 5. It boarded at 4:15. I got to the airport at 3:15.
You just put an end to the myth that you have to be at the airport seven hours before.
Yeah, you really don't.
It took so long to get there. It was ridiculous.
The airport's huge, too.
Yeah, it's massive. I ended up going to the North Terminal.
It's like Denver Airport.
Yeah.
Satan.
It's cool though. I mean, it took me 5 minutes to get through check-in and security, and I was just at my gate. I was like, "What the fuck was I rushing?"
Efficient, so efficient.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Japan, well, because I have to like pass through it for like layover, I always get pulled to the side and get tasted. Like my hands like wiped down and shit.
Yeah.
Like, why is this? What the fuck?
Yeah. They want that flavor.
They got randomly selected going onto the plane.
Nice. You did?
Yeah. Past security, they checked my boarding pass before I got on the plane, and then as I stepped through and they said that I was good to go, I heard a ding out of the corner of my eye. I saw a red light. And I was like, God damn it.
Nice.
And they were like, can you come to the side for a random search?
And that's, I was like, random.
Sure, random.
Random.
Yeah, I got you. Let's do it. Yeah.
You should have started unzipping your pants.
The man looked at my name and said, "Church, this guy."
It's definitely your name, dude.
It's because you're on that no-fly list.
Not Japan's just super racist.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a person named Samir Mohammed. That's
But overall, Japan trip as well.
What airlines did you take to fly to and from Japan?
ANA.
United.
United?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, get out of here.
You gotta go ANA, bro.
Or Nippon.
EVA.
Wait, that's the same. Or JAL.
I didn't book anything, so.
JL.
Yeah, it was all right. In the back of a 777.
Nice.
Just like literally the complete back. So there's 58 rows in a 777.
Mm-hmm.
Going, we were on 47. So mm-hmm. We're pretty far back, but not that far back. And then
like 20 feet to the
coming
back.
Back, I was in 57.
Nice. Dude, that's easy access to the back bathroom.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But then hell, people were lining up.
I was on the aisle.
For the bathroom, so though, yeah.
I could see it. I just turned to my left and be like, oh, yeah, there's a line. I'm not getting up.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's tight. Watched a man called Otto. Almost fucking bawled my eyes out on the plane. That's a very
That's sad. A really good movie.
It's good, but it's fucking my God. Sad.
The ending?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I started watching Talladega Nights to fall asleep to, as you do.
Yeah, yeah, every
time. And
you'll fall asleep to a man called Otto.
And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw this dude stand up. I was like half awake. I saw this dude stand up, and he was wearing a white hoodie with his hood on. The only reason I could see him because the lights were off.
Uh-oh.
But his white hoodie was on. He stood up, and then I like just kind of glanced up at him and then went back to watch the movie. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw him wobble, and then he just fucking went straight down. Like,
really?
He landed in between me and this other dude.
Like, oh, he probably locked his knees.
His fucking head hit the ground so hard. It woke the other dude up. And then we were like trying to help him get up, and his like eyes were rolling back in his head. And I was like, bro, this guy's just dying. I was like trying to go to sleep.
Did you have to resuscitate?
And then no, he like hopped back up on his feet, and the flight attendants helped him to his fucking seat, and they're taking his blood pressure. And the guy that he woke up when he fell happened to work in the ER, so he was there like
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, he was there helping out with the situation. And then some other woman came up, and she was like just talking to the other guy, like not really helping, just standing there watching and talking.
Mm-hmm.
There's just two white people bonding over an Asian dude that fainted on a plane.
Asian dude?
Did you think they fell in love?
No.
It was a match.
Oh, it's a meet cute? That was crazy.
Match made at 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. And then this was 4 hours into the flight. We're like halfway over the fucking Pacific, like nowhere to go.
Turn around. Turn around.
Land in Fiji. Russia.
And fucking...
It would be Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah, because it goes like this.
Yeah, it would be Hawaii.
Yeah, but where else are you going to fucking land? Fiji's so far out of the way, dude.
Russia's like over there.
Yeah, but that would still be the Bering Strait.
We're literally in the middle of the Pacific. Dude, I'm looking at the graph in front of me, and it says ocean.
You said ocean. I said, you're fucked.
GG.
And this fucking guy... He gets back in his seat, and like everyone's talking about him having a seizure, and they're like taking his blood tests and like measuring his heart rate and stuff. And then the guy is like, I don't think he's having a seizure. I think he's just really dehydrated and he stood up too fast. He's fucking amateur. And then like the fucking flight attendants are there for like 2 fucking hours with flashlights looking at this guy. And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. Like, come on. So I got an hour of sleep on an 8-hour flight. That was fucking tight.
8 hours?
Yeah. Well, it was 8 hours and 50 minutes.
So you jet lag?
I was a little jet lag, but not that much. What? I think I went to sleep at like 1 in the morning here that night.
And Japan's then, only 8 hours away?
No, so it's 11 hours going, and then it was 8 hours and 50 minutes coming back.
Bro, they hit that turbo on that shit.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 9 hours and 20 minutes, and they're like, we're going to get there early.
Yeah, dude cool. Passed out. We got to get there now. Stat.
The pilot's just like... Yeah.
You turn on the fifth engine?
777's a twin engine plane.
That was fucking tight. Yeah, well, the third one drops out. It's like the movie Taxi. Yeah. The fucking supercharger comes out.
Queen Latifah.
How was the airline food, airplane food?
Dude, yeah, going there?
You get Japanese food?
No.
Oh, because Delta.
United.
Well, United. United, but
whatever. Same
thing. Going there was chicken tikka masala.
What?
Oh, and it was halal. It was chicken tikka masala with rice.
They knew.
Dude, it was so good. And Michelle didn't like hers, obviously. So I ate it.
Dude. And my brother likes airline food
too. I do too.
I don't.
I enjoy it.
And then coming back was, it was ass. It was, what was it? It was, oh, and the breakfast was good too because you could get eggs. Yeah. It was scrambled eggs, potatoes, cheese, and jalapeno bits on it.
Yo.
It was hella good. I just got a waffle. I ate that. And then Michelle was like, I don't really want these. And I was like, fucking slide them this way. And then coming back was like rotisserie chicken. Or not rotisserie, but like baked chicken over like a bed of couscous.
Fancy.
It was okay. And then or it was that or pasta.
Was it United too?
Yeah. It was like that or pasta. And then the breakfast was like, what was it? I don't. It was something not good. It was like some sort of omelet. I don't remember. It had some. I don't know what it had inside of it, but it was not good.
Yeah. I pay extra to fly Anna.
Yeah.
Because the food's fire on the way there and on the way back.
I don't know, dude. Chicken tikka masala is right up my alley.
Anna was halal.
Yeah. It was fucking tight, dude. There's hella halal spots in Japan. It's crazy.
They're very inclusive.
Yeah. Like,
they're racist, but also, you know what I'm saying?
There's also by our hotel, there was like four kebab shops. I was like, damn,
what'd you say?
It was delicious. It's called the 100 Say. It was by Akubo Station.
Okay.
It's like a block away
from Which district is that? So?
It's in Shinjuku still. Okay. Well, it's in between Shinjuku and Akubo, or like Shinakubo.
So you guys took the train to go to Shibuya and show that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see the dog at the station?
Yeah. Michelle wanted to take a picture of it, but there was a line of Indian
hell
people.
Of people.
I don't know why. They were all Indian.
How are you?
I guess they could.
They wanted to say fly as you were.
Yeah.
They're like, they saw the names. Dude, like, oh, we got to get halal.
I recognized people on my flight back that were on the flight going. I was like, why did you guys only go for 6 days?
They only had half points. Yeah. They bobo wrap it now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We can't save it.
That's pretty cool.
So they got money now. It.
Yeah.
They got money now. But how was the food in Japan?
It was good.
What'd you eat?
Some cuts.
No, wait. Actually, besides what?
Beef.
What was the worst thing chicken. You ate and what's the best thing you ate?
Worst thing I ate? I honestly don't know what the worst thing I ate was.
Everything was good?
Yeah, everything was delicious.
The chicken katsu and shit?
You know, I didn't get to have chicken katsu.
Or curry?
I had a little bit of curry.
Japanese curry.
Yeah.
Japanese curry's
fine. I had curry bread from 7-Eleven. That was pretty good.
Hey, for breakfast, Lawson's, 7-Elevens, Family Mart.
You know, I never went into a Lawson's because the nearest one was
your 7-Eleven.
Was like a block further than there was a 7-Eleven and a Family Mart right next to us.
Yeah.
7-Eleven and best egg sandwiches.
Like the best. Yeah, I had a piece of Michelle's mom's. That's all she ate every morning when I was there. It was egg sandwich. Yep. She would go the night before to pick it up, so she had it for the morning.
I get that and onigiri, the little triangle rice thing. Yeah. So, what's your most memorable food?
I went to this place in Arashiyama that was hella good. It was a halal spot. And they
you had halal food over there, and that's the best thing you had.
Dude. Okay, well, it's between that and we went to this yakiniku place that was hella good, too.
Can't go wrong with
that. In Shibuya.
Shibuya.
But the place we went to in Arashiyama had, like, the spicy chicken over rice. That was hella good. It was the best thing I had.
Was it like fried chicken?
Yeah, the chicken was fried, but the sauce was on the rice, not on the chicken.
Yeah.
So the rice was hella spicy. It was delicious. Mm. It was so good. It had like what's that? Like mixed greens on top of the rice too. Oh my God. It was so good.
How'd you like walking everywhere?
I was fine with it.
Like, I thought you were wearing Crocs and Hokas.
Well, my Crocs were for when I was traveling.
Yeah.
My Hokas were when we were in Osaka, because I only took one pair of shoes with us.
Y'all went to Osaka?
Mm-hmm. So we stayed two nights in Tokyo.
That was a little warmer, huh?
No, it was actually cooler.
Osaka?
Well, we got there right after the typhoon passed.
Oh, my bad. Okinawa was a warm one.
So the rain was hitting Tokyo while we were in Osaka, and I had just passed Osaka. It was less humid in Osaka.
I've never been to Osaka.
It was nice. It's It's
slower than Tokyo.
It's a lot slower, and it's bigger. Everything's so much bigger in Osaka.
More space.
Yeah.
Yeah. All like the restaurants have like bigger floor plans.
Yeah, but it's hard to find places without that will take you without reservations in Osaka.
Interesting,
yeah, for sure.
A lot of tourist shit.
In Tokyo, it wasn't easy. That hard. Yeah.
Because all the places that only seats like 20 people, mm-hmm. they're in and out. You just go in, 5 minute wait, go in, eat, and go back out.
Yeah.
I miss fucking Japan.
Yeah, we want to go back. And Michelle's still there right now, but we want to go back.
You see any cool cars? Besides that.
Any Corollas?
That fucking midget?
Dude? Yeah.
Fucking Daihatsu midget type 2, dude. Yeah. What's up? No, I saw a...
Is that the small Bentley thing?
Yeah.
Royce?
Yeah. I saw a Toyota. I saw a couple Priuses that were like slammed.
Already? The new ones? Tight.
No. Like the third gen Priuses.
Nice.
And then there was a Prius C that had TEs on it. And behind it was a Hayase with, I don't remember what kind of wheels. But it was tight.
It was slammed too.
Yeah. I only saw cool cars in Osaka and in Kyoto. I didn't see any in fucking Tokyo.
Nobody's got space.
Well, yeah. I saw an S600. That was cool. Nice. In Gion. It was just parked in a garage.
S600?
Yeah, it was cool. I don't think I really saw anything else. Oh, I saw an R33 non-GTR. It was like a GTS.
GST?
Yeah.
Four-door?
I don't remember if it was four-door. I think about it.
The four-doors look kind
of
weird.
Yeah. The back of the four-door looks weird. And the headlights look weird because the bumper is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there wasn't that many cars, like cool cars. I saw a 911 when I was leaving the train station in Tokyo. Like a 964.
Wait, did you go to a Tokyo station?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Massive.
Yeah. Dude, fucking huge. And we're looking for...
There's so many stores inside.
So Michelle likes this...
It's stupid long.
Store. Yeah. Michelle likes this store called Miffy. Or it's like a brand. It's like a cartoon kind of thing. Yeah. But it's some sort of European one, but it's really popular in Japan. And she like found all the ones that were close to locations that we were going. So we thought we were only going to go to like two or three of them. And she found one in Tokyo Station. We were fucking searching for it. And I was like, bro, I don't know where this is. It says it's right next to this fucking place that we're standing in. And then I was like walking around the corner. I was like, bro, there's stairs right here. And we walked downstairs. I was like, what the fuck is down here? There was hell of people just like lined up. And I was like, I had no idea there was an under this.
It was under part of the fucking station.
Yeah, and that's where her fucking store was. And it was hella so loud down there, fucking too. Hot and humid. Mm-hmm. And she was taking her sweet fucking time in that store. And then it's like everywhere we fucking went were those goddamn Miffy stores. I was like, we didn't even have to go to that one.
It's like when you drive your car, you see it everywhere.
Yeah. The GTA effect for stores.
Yep. Yeah, man, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Yeah, it was really cool.
6 days.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did.
Yeah, when you told me, you didn't tell us you were going to Japan, and then you told us you were in Japan, I was like, I'd never figured you'd be the guy to go to Japan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told Michelle. She was like the day before, she was like, you excited to go to Japan? I was like, I'll be honest. I never really thought about going to Japan. I was like, I know people want to go there, but...
Especially the guy who drives a Golf.
Like, it's not really ever been for me. And I got there, I was like, it's pretty fucking cool.
Now, if you were talking about Germany, I'm down.
Yeah, but it's cool.
I have a quick question. Did you happen to see any white high schoolers that were drifting around the streets of Tokyo?
No, I did see a lot of white Australian dudes giving me weird looks.
There's a lot of Australians there.
Yeah.
Did you hit them with the good dynamite? How'd you know they were Australian?
Because I could hear them talking. Yeah. I don't think they were making up
they're
an accent.
Accents, they're hella loud, too.
You don't know that. Where's my
backpack? I got you guys small things.
Ooh. Goodies from Japan.
Well, okay, I got everybody.
Overnight parts from Japan.
Yo.
Let's go.
Yeah. What am Spoon Turbo?
For what?
For what?
Ed?
Dude, if you got me a small miniature GZX.
I did not. I did not.
That was good. All right, I'll wait until everybody gets one.
Well, yours is the only one that's covered up like that.
Oh, shit. Oh, you got the... You saw a lot of these, huh?
Thank you.
No, actually, I only saw...
Gacha games?
I only saw two that had to do with cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was in Shibuya Station, I think.
Shibuya Roka.
So, oh, I see the work
here
sign.
You go. It's not a JZX.
Senkuri?
Is it LS?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, that's sick!
Where's Wayne's? What the hell? Oh, here it is.
Here's Atomica 2?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I got a race car.
That's a police car.
Oh, is that the crown? GTR.
It's a GTR.
GTR.
Nice. I got a train because I'm autistic.
Oh, that's tight. All right, I'm open to a little.
So I got two of those. I kept one for myself, and I was like, you know who would appreciate this? Ed would appreciate this.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's wheels.
Yeah.
Is that a wheel stand?
Yeah.
What? Yo, that's sick.
They're official work branded.
Work branded little toy things.
They come with wheel
boxes. They come with the Bori flag?
They come with wheel boxes, too.
I see a stand. Wheel boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta make the boxes. Yeah. Yo, this is tight.
So I got two. I got Akipo ones.
Four tires.
Yeah. I got Akipo ones, and then I got that one, which is CR Kai's.
Okay, we have VSXS. No, we don't. Yeah, VSXS. Meisters. Emotions. And Equips. Oh, this is sick. It's a Miata in the back.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yo, that's tight. Thank you.
You have to kind of glue some, like, the box.
Yeah, we have model kits.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah, you have to glue the box together. Everything else snaps together.
Wait, are these supposed to go on, like, the model cars?
I think they can.
Because I see a little hole in the back.
Yeah, I think they can, but I don't know.
That's sick.
So I got myself.
Oh, these are the, I got the Emotion ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Nambori flag, too.
That's pretty tight. So I got myself a Sil 80, because it's the exact same color as my RC car.
The purple?
Yeah. And then, what else did I get myself? I got myself something else. Oh, it was a Cup of Noodles car.
What car is it?
It's literally a cup of noodle.
Sideways or is
no, it's standing up.
Standing up and with four wheels in the bottom?
Yeah, and the top opens up and it's got like shrimp and noodles.
Oh, shit. You can eat that now.
Yeah. Oh, I also brought myself back a big tomato chili cup of noodles.
Oh, because
that shit's fucking fire.
Wait, like the...
It's the big ones. You know, the ones that are like that.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I wanted to go to the Cup of Noodles Museum in Osaka so I can make custom ones. But it was hella far from where we were staying.
Oh, so you could, like, put your, like, name on it and shit like that?
You could, like, pick your toppings and stuff.
Yeah.
I love those mini shrimps. You get
the collector's fucking...
Yeah.
Actual plastic, not styrofoam cups.
Mm-hmm. But then...
Yo, this thing is childproof. I can't open it.
Yeah, dude. I had trouble opening mine, too. And then there was a couple places I wanted to go to Osaka. I wanted to go get you guys gifts from, like, Autobox or Up Garage or something, but they were kind of far.
Bro, I made a solo trip by myself when I went to Japan.
Yeah.
To an Up Garage and Autobox, and all I bought was a fucking Vertex toast wrap, and I didn't even use my 1000.
So Michelle and her mom are just entirely shopping on this trip. All they're doing. They've spent so much money.
That's what's up. I love that.
Michelle got like 5 pairs of shoes, and I'm like, I don't know where you're gonna put these.
Just
like,
buy a new another.
Yeah. But they got lucky because Michelle's mom also didn't take a carry-on. So they've got a free carry-on, 2 check bags each, and they each came with 1 check bag. So they've got 3 bags they can take back if they buy them.
Yeah. You got to buy new to me. I mean, it's worth it because the extra, check-in is like $50?
Well, that's if you do the third one, but you get 2 check-ins on the United flight.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 free.
Are you chilling? They're chilling.
Yeah, they got hella room if they just buy the luggage. But so they were shopping in Osaka.
The doors open?
Yeah.
What?
So while they were shopping, they were like in some fucking... Do you know the store Second Street?
Yes! I fucking love Second Street. Dude, that's like the best like thrift store in Japan.
So in Osaka, they have a shopping... line, basically. It's a fucking street that just goes straight down, and there's like 8 Second Streets in them, and they're all like within like 50 feet of each other, and so they were hitting every single one.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of bored because it's all like Hypebeast clothes. It's not really stuff that I that I would wear.
Like secondhand like Jordan.
Yeah. And so
hey, no, they have a section for Moon Eyes.
I didn't find any.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like,
did you go Moon Eyes over there?
No, because it's in Yokohama. Okay. It was pretty far. So I was like, Michelle,
I think I can put these wheels on this.
You should try.
Yeah.
I was like, Michelle, I'm just going to go like walk and see what's over here and see if there's any stores for me. Cool. No, I walked to the entire end and I was like, I'm kind of bored. And I was like, looked up on my phone how much a taxi cab ride to Autobots would. And it was like $20. I was like, man, should I do it? I could just email. I could just message her and tell her I'll be back in like an hour.
Or what you could have done is like what I did in Sapporo. I took my, you know, you got a prepaid card for like the train and shit like that.
Yeah.
So you could use that for taxis too, or buses. So I took a bus from my hotel in Sapporo for like a 10-minute ride to the nearest up garage in fucking Sapporo. It was snowing everywhere.
Nice.
That's where I got my shit. Yeah, bro. Buses is really clean over there.
So the Suica card that I used didn't work in Osaka. And they discontinued like the 10-year ones that you can get.
Yeah.
You have to get a 20, like one that's only valid for 28 days if you're traveling there.
Yeah.
That's the one Michelle and her mom got. Because I just added the Suica to my Apple wallet. But it doesn't accept Visa as payment. It only accepts MasterCard and Amex. So they didn't have a MasterCard, so they couldn't use it.
You don't have Amex?
No, I have my debit card's a MasterCard, so I just kept refilling with my debit card, but they didn't have a card to use. So they just got the physical one, and that also doesn't work in Osaka. So we had our JR passes, and we had to just make sure that every station we were going to was a JR station and a JR line. Yeah, otherwise, we couldn't take it.
Dude, these are sick. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yo, this is one light up. It has a light bar in the front.
No, it's a windshield, whatever thing.
Oh, that's tight.
What is it?
It's a little windshield on the hood.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, to like, I don't know. I guess not because you'd be going so fast. Dude, you're sick. Damn, I might have to buy more Tomikas.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I saw the store in Tokyo Station because it's right across from Tomika? The store Michelle was in. Yeah. And I was like, Michelle, you stay here. I'm going to go check that out. I walked over. They didn't have any cool cars. So I was like, whatever. I'm going to look for another Tomika.
Yeah.
And there was one in Osaka Station. And I was like, Michelle, I'm going to this fucking store. I don't care what you guys are doing. This is the one thing I want to do.
This is me time.
So we dropped her mom off at the top floor, which is where all the restaurants were, so she can just hang out up there.
Yeah.
And Michelle came with me, and we went down. It was like a Nintendo World floor. And they had like a little Tomika shop on the side, and they had hella cars.
I think Michelle and her mom would have been down for the little go-kart thing.
Michelle was down, but we knew that it was going to be raining while we were there, so we didn't want to do it in the rain.
Right. Yeah, he's got suspension.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. I think Michelle looked dumb. Damn, bro. I mean, the weather was not that bad. The rain was on and off, huh?
Yeah, but it was nice. I preferred it when it was raining. When I was leaving.
Overcast?
Yeah, when I was leaving, it was sunny. And I was like, bro, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, it's fucking hot there, dude.
When it was raining, at least it was like kind of windy a little bit. Yeah. And like the water would cool you down.
But did you wear a mask everywhere?
Only on...
To blend in?
Oh, no.
Because everybody else wearing
a mask? Dude, there was like nobody wearing a mask. It was really? Crazy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I only wore a mask when I was on the plane in the airport. Which is probably why Michelle is sick now. We think she has what I had before we left.
Anthrax?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's why you pulled you aside? They were like, good, they didn't find my anthrax. Hey, we should... well, I mean, if you're done with your...
Yeah, I'm done, yeah.
My parents really want us to go to Indonesia.
Oh, hell yeah.
As a group.
Hell yeah.
And then they... Near where my parents live, like 30 minutes away, there's a... circuit called JX99.
That's a solid name, by the way.
Yeah, and it's a drift circuit.
No shit.
So they have cars you rent for a day for $700, and they teach you how to drift.
Oh, like in Bombay, they did that too.
And then we could do it as a group.
That's sick.
And then we could just stay at my parents' place.
Were you talking about 700 US?
Yeah, 700 US.
Was that like a million fucking?
It's like 7 million.
7 million? Yeah.
Because it's two decimal points.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, so $100 to it's a million?
Yeah, I remember when my parents went there the first time, they sent us a picture. Like, we just
exchanged
all our money.
Yeah, were you surprised how cheap the food was?
Yeah, I was, actually. Everything there was hella cheap. It was amazing. Every time Michelle's mom didn't want me to pay for anything. She was like, are you sure you can? I was like, Michelle. Or I was like, Mom, I have a job. It's okay. I can pay for this. And I go to swipe my card, and it's like $20. I'm like, oh, the fuck? Hell yeah.
The yakiniku place probably was it all you can eat?
Yeah, it was.
Right, it was like, what, $15?
It was like, yeah. And the three of us ate all you can eat, and it came out to like $45, and we're like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck is this? Like, hella cheap.
For one person in the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it there. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
They're not even in a third world country.
And then GU, fucking hella cheap too.
What?
GU, the store. It's like a sister store for Uniqlo.
Yeah.
And like nothing there is over $20. It's fucking amazing. I got like,
dude, so it's like a Daiso
from there. I got
these, it's like a Daiso?
These jeans are $13.
Is it stretchy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mm, good pull.
Bruh.
Daiso is the American brand.
I got like five pairs of pants from there. I'm like, bro, there's never pants this cheap.
You got the same jeans in black, white.
No, I got blue. Some fucking Asian ass pants, dude.
Like mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Dude, I fucking love these pants. These are Uniqlo. Yeah, they're cotton pants, so they're like very airy.
And then I got this hoodie and another crew neck.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle's mom was like, it's raining, you need to get a hoodie.
And I was like, you should get like some, like, was it the shell?
She was telling me to get a jacket. I was like, it's too hot for a jacket. I'll just get a hoodie if I find one. And then we went to GU and I was like, I'll just get this.
I'll get a jacket.
It's like $15.
Oh, man. I didn't visit GU.
It's tight.
I did visit all three babe stores when I was there. I walked to all three. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we should go to Japan for sure. Or we go to Indonesia. It'd be fun.
Nice.
I'd be down. Just stay out of the, like, the dirty parts.
I'd love to go.
I like the dirty parts.
I feel at home.
As a dumpster baby.
And then we could go to Bali for like 2 days, 3 days.
Fucking down, dude. I'd love to go to Indonesia.
Everybody got a passport, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
is
two.
It expired?
No. Mine expires next year, though.
Okay.
No, 2025.
I just renewed mine like after COVID.
Yeah. Nice. Mine still has a picture of me from when I was like 18.
Nice. Mine, same.
Same.
I was like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck is this kid?
I looked at the picture.
No, I just
and I was like, there's no way they're letting me.
I was like mugging in mine. And like my polo I was wearing is a black polo and like butt up to the top. I'm just like,
nice.
Like, yeah, this is probably not the best to show TSA. Yeah.
So you got sauce on your drink.
Huh. Aren't you glad
is
it's
that
not
a denim?
Bro,
it's
you know,
Canadian.
I
pillow.
Never noticed that.
The whole thing is denim.
I've never noticed.
My whole couch is denim.
I didn't realize the couch was denim too.
Bro, it's a
like
couch.
Canvas.
It's a couch.
A couch.
You know. Okay, this couch
is
like
and Jillos.
Yes. Yes. This couch is like as old as a house. Our first like cover for it is that color. It's like, yes, we had a Canadian tuxedo fucking couch.
Oh my god!
Yo. And then hilarious. We got rips everywhere. And then like, oh yeah, it's not salvage. So, yeah, we just got different covers. I think my mom made some of them. Yeah, these used to be curtains.
Nice.
Hella 90s.
Nice. Yeah, that's how my past like 6 weeks have been.
6 weeks? You've been gone for a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
I didn't get it. I think I did the podcast once after I had my surgery, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you? I wasn't there.
I think so. I think you might have missed out that one time.
I just want to say, Samia, yeah, I missed you.
You came over like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I still missed you.
Oh, you guys came here last week?
No. The it was the Sunday.
Oh
before.
No! When I was in San Diego.
Yeah. We just played Clue.
Yeah. I won.
I was fucked up in San Diego. I was like. And everybody's like, dude, just stay another night. Stay another night. All right, fuck it. Extra $160.
Nice.
Like, and I woke up the next day. I'm like, I should have left last night. Like, fuck. It was fun, though.
That's San Diego's nice. I really like San Diego.
It was my eighth wedding of the year.
Jesus Christ, dude. You're old. You're getting up there, dude.
Well, all the weddings, like, the people younger than me, I'm like, fuck, I feel like I'm going to these weddings with no dates. I'm like,
dude. We could get married.
No.
It's fucked up, dude. My Instagram reels now are starting to have like kid stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most fucked up part is I'm starting to enjoy it.
Okay. I'm actually getting like baby fever right now. It's fucking nuts. Like I'm seeing like all the TV shows and like biographies. I just watch, I know you guys don't watch football, but Kelsey.
He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Travis.
Travis, yes. But he's hurt.
He is.
But his brother, they just
he's
did
ugly?
One for Amazon Prime. He just did like the whole story like the past 2 years. And he has like three kids. The last one almost came out during the Super Bowl. And then he's playing with the kids like, man, that could be me. Fuck. Hella cute. And then like he's passing the baby to like his younger brother, Travis. I was like, I could be passing my baby to Edgar.
I don't know if you want to do that.
He's got good ball protection. You know, like a football player.
Yeah, I was in Japan, and I was just sitting on the toilet taking a dump. Which, by the way,
was it a squatting one?
No, it wasn't. I stayed away from those because, yeah, dude, because gnarly, I went to the fucking shrine and I walked into the bathroom because I needed to take a dump so bad. There was a squatting one. Yeah. And then next to it, not even in it, next to it was a steaming pile of shit. And I was like, bro. Hey,
I show a five-year-old.
I was like, I'm just fucking. No, dude, it was massive. Yeah, hey, half the size of a fucking five-year-old.
That boy was shitting.
I was like, I'm not. I'll just hold it.
It's like when you see babies on Instagram, like, damn, I wish I could have a baby. And then you see a steaming pile of shit, you're like, I don't want a baby.
Sometimes you just gotta go. You just gotta go.
I was fucking sitting on the toilet, and like this, like the parent was like taking a video of the bath that they were setting for their kid, and it had like all these different like water fountains and shit, and like all these toys that moved around. Yeah. And I was like, "That's cool, Marina likes playing the water." So I sent it to Jamil, and he just replied, "What are you sending me right now? You got baby fever or something?"
Hey, did you when you go to the temple? Did you have to waft yourself in the smoke?
We didn't have to.
Or is it the water thing?
It was the water thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Those temples usually have those charms you can buy. Mm-hmm. That you pay like $1, and then like you choose a charm that you want. Like what? Like
it's the charms that we got.
Yeah. The one that Wayne got us.
Yeah.
I still need to put that. In
got one
car.
Of those with the actual bamboo in it, and like a note in it, and stuff like that. It's an Atlas.
Nice.
Yeah, but I got that at Sensoji Temple.
Nice.
And that shit was like. I was like, damn, this is the real legit shit. And I've never gotten an accident in the LS. Also, I don't drive it. But those things are sick.
Semantics.
Yeah, semantics, yeah.
Semantics.
Jesus.
Oy, fucking A.
You're nice.
So how is the rest of you guys?
What you guys been up to?
Yeah.
Since I last recorded this podcast, I've discovered something that makes me uncomfortable.
Sex.
Apart from that,
women.
Apart from that,
yes, interactions with women.
Your hand.
No, that's comfortable.
Even those are starting to bother me. The word debrief, I don't like that word.
Debrief.
You want to take my fucking pants off?
Exactly. Like, I was talking to coworkers, like, let's debrief on the situation. I was just like, in my head, then something just clicked.
What image pops up?
My underwear coming off.
You take out my briefs.
Interesting. Yeah. You don't imagine the person telling you the word debrief?
No.
You should start.
But no, nothing exciting is happening.
You think British people say D-nickers? Hold on. Wait.
Wait a minute.
That's what a hard K, okay?
Let's go ahead and just bleep that.
No, it's fine. It's a hard K.
I'm going to need you to isolate that for me.
Because, I mean, come on. They call it...
my new text tone for...
D-nickers, okay?
I don't think that makes it any better.
It makes it worse.
Yeah, pronounce it.
Enunciate.
You say it with an A.
No. What, did Nackers? With an A, Nackers.
Pronounce it with the O, the knockers.
Oh.
That's when you get a breast reduction.
Got D-knockered.
Yeah, D-knockered.
R.I.P. Kanye's mom.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You went there.
I'm going to India in the end of the year, so that's kind of
fun. Let's go back to the homeland.
Yes, 10 years, baby.
I love it. Very cool. I love it when my homies go back to the homeland.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'll return. We'll see.
Test yourself.
One way ticket. It's cheaper.
Test yourself. See if the tap water still is fine for you.
No,
I've never.
Don't do that.
I've never drank Indian tap water.
Do it. Bro, try it.
Hey, bring some iodine tablets.
Yo. Yeah. Piece of fluoride tablets. Look
at fluoride. What are you, Joe Rogan traveling?
You gotta make sure that pineal gland is shut down.
Can't be opening my third eye.
You're in a third world country, dude. You don't know what's going on over there.
Oh, I need to give you like a life straw.
Damn, at work, I would have to fucking tag this as harmful music content.
Pretty excited. I'm going back home for a wedding, so that's going to be fun. And I'm going to land in Bombay, and then I'm going to go down south to...
Your hometown?
No, I've never... Bombay is where I was born.
Okay.
But I'm going down south to a state I've never been to, so that's going to be cool.
What's it called?
Hey, but south, though. South, not north.
True, true.
South.
South.
Good. Where is Bombay in India? On India?
Yes. It's like in the middle on the left side.
So is it like San Antonio from Texas?
So that's Dallas? Like kind of like a Midwest, if you could.
Yeah.
I said Texas, not U.S.
I don't know where San Antonio is.
Hey, yo, I said Texas because in my mind, Texas is the size of India.
that's a fair comparison. Honestly, shape's kind of similar too.
I will say they're shaped similarly. I don't know about size.
I think San Antonio is kind of south.
Is it?
I think so. It's like central south.
I just
south,
know Dallas and fucking.
I know that San Antonio is below Austin.
Yeah.
It's closer to Mexico than Austin.
Oh, it's like near the coast.
Yeah.
The only city I know in Texas is Corpus Christi.
That's the
you
one I'm talking about.
Dallas,
that's on the coast.
You don't know Houston.
They're flooding.
You don't
know. No, like, it's the only city I can point out on a map.
Oh, okay. I see. So if I showed you a blank map of America, you'd be able to point out Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
He just throws a dart at it from like 10 feet.
Accurate up to 10 feet.
Bro, I think you have autism.
That's not news.
Bro, you literally gifted me a train.
That's No way. No way he said that.
You know, Tamika has a sister company called PLA Train where they only sell trains, but it's mainly marketed to like little kids. So they like Thomas the Tank Engine stuff.
Fuck yeah, I'm
and
down.
They have actual ones that are like, they have multi cars.
Yo.
But they were too expensive. I couldn't justify
it. What if they just made like a top, like, you know, the Tamika fucking, the caboose?
They have Gordon from Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, so it's like actual size, everything like accurate 101.
Yeah.
But it's just the fucking Thomas face in the front.
I was between that and Gordon from Thomas and Friends.
I like
and
this
Michelle
one.
Was like, let's just get him the real train. I was like, all right.
It's funny because it's Hiroshima and I just watched Oppenheimer.
Oh my God. Is it?
It says Hiroshima on it.
Oh, electric railway.
I wonder why they're not using nuclear energy.
Well, I was about to say that.
By the way, Oppenheimer, great movie.
I still haven't seen it.
It's too long for me.
Yeah, have I?
Barbie
was tight. Good.
Barbie didn't like.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't.
That's a red flag.
No, exactly. Exactly. I don't want to say I didn't like it, but
Aaron didn't
I give what?
Aaron didn't like it.
I give it like a 6.5.
He
like
said
like
it was too seven. On the nose with the
it
misogyny.
Is. It is.
That's the whole point of the movie, though.
I liked it because it was silly.
Aaron said the one part he didn't. Well, I think the problem with Aaron was that he saw it with an overactive crowd. They were like cheering and shit when like. America.
Oh, this was how the crowd. Yes, bitch. Yeah, let's go.
Did you watch it in Hello. Oakland?
You know the monologue that America Ferrera does to snap the Barbie out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. When they did that, apparently at the end of it in Aaron's movie theater, everyone started cheering, and Aaron wasn't happy
Aaron,
about
Aaron was
that.
Like, "Oh my god, bro! What the fuck?"
And then, but he told me this before I watched the movie, and then I watched the movie. I was like. That's like one of the most important parts in the movie, though. How do you not like that part?
I got that message without her saying it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But it was integral to the plot.
Pot.
There's a lot
just,
of L's.
I just didn't like. I just didn't like seeing Ryan Gosling being a man's man.
Dude, I fucking love.
He's a woman's man.
He's so stupid.
No, he's good, but like him playing as a man's man. I'm
yeah. Like, he also looks like shit.
Yeah, he does.
He looks so old.
Michael Cera was hilarious, though.
Yeah,
I did like Michael Cera.
Yeah,
and Will Ferrell.
I like the ugly Barbie. She was hella funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Good movie. I enjoyed it. Just because I went into it.
It was cool.
I wanted to watch something stupid.
I watched it at home.
Yeah.
Oh, you watched it at home? Oh, I went to.
From a completely legal site.
freemovieslegally.com, right?
Freemovies123.com.
No, it's legally free movies.
Oh, fuck it.
But then I watched the new teammate.
Teenage Mutant?
Oh, how's that good?
TMNT. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's
I like,
the one
I like
with
that
Seth Rogen and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been thinking about watching
it.
That
was hilarious.
My sister said it was good.
Yeah, the part they go fucking yer. Hey, bacon egg and cheese. I'm like, damn, they're really tapping into the fucking Gen Z shit. I was like, okay.
I can just imagine a bunch of turtles.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
I don't think Gus fucks with Arvin. Look at him. Every time he sees Arvin, he's like,
because he's got the
cautious.
Lions. He's got the lion's mane.
Also, when we first got Gus, Arvin was the first one to come over to meet him.
Yeah.
Arvin was like picking something up for me, and Gus wouldn't stop barking at him from the door. And Arvin even came into the house
like Indians.
Now Gus is like, "Dah, dude, this guy's more here to me."
But when he came over, when Arvin came over with Aaron like 2 weeks ago, he was fine. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He was like sitting in between him on the couch, but for some reason here, he's a little cautious of Arvin. I mean, I get it. I don't mean for some reason. I know the reason.
New place, new
birth. It's Arvin. We know he kidnaps dogs.
I give you that for sure.
You can smell the kidnapping on him.
What the fuck?
Well, Arvin has that dog that comes to his house. That's not his dog. Which was that? Luca, the black one that you always post on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, Luca.
I've never met him in person.
Yeah, me either. I just know that it exists. Arvin steals his neighbor's dog.
I borrow him.
I give it back after 2 weeks.
What's the statute of limitations on dog nappings?
I think it's like 3 years. But he was actually staying with us because his owners went out of town.
Nice.
He was very depressed.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I think this guy was more depressed when he came back home with me. he was excited to see me when I picked him up. But then I think when he got home, he realized Michelle wasn't with
him. Yeah, oh.
And I think he thinks something happened to Michelle because she's just not around.
You're like, oh, it's just you.
He's like, yeah. Oh, hell no.
But he's starting to get back to normal. Like, literally the first day, he did not eat. He was clearly depressed.
Damn.
Depression.
Yeah. But he's back to normal now. He eats his food as long as I'm watching him. He did this fucking stupid ass thing today. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. I mean, it's cute, but like, come on. I put his food down on the ground, and then I went to the fridge, like around the corner where my fridge is, mm-hmm. where his dog bowl is. I went to the fridge to see if there's anything for me to make for myself. And I'm looking in the fridge, and I hear him walk over, and he's standing by the laundry machines. And I just look at him, and I was like, what? Why'd you stop eating? And I walk over to him, and as I'm walking to him, he starts walking to his food and starts eating again. And then I was like, it's fucking weird. So I take a step away, and then he comes back and waits for me to follow him back to the food. And every time he takes a bite, he like looks back to make sure I'm still there. Like, bro, I want to eat too. You're making me just watch you?
I think he wants to make sure you know that he's eating.
I mean, I can tell he's eating when his bowl's empty.
But you don't know. Maybe he like buried it.
He wants validation.
Yeah.
And he goes, damn it, human, watch me eat.
Cool.
Fluffy hairball.
I was pulling up my notes.
Cause there's a lot of silence.
That's okay. Wayne will cut out the silence.
Hold up. I also had something.
So you left your dog at your house for 6 days.
No. I left him. We left him with Michelle's sister at her mom's house. Just because.
Yeah, of course.
They've had dogs and they know how to take care of them. Fucking A. I didn't tell you guys. Pumpkin died.
No.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like six?
What? Yeah. The motherfucker died in July.
How?
He,
For a record, Pumpkin's a cat.
Yeah, Pumpkin's my mom's cat. And he was my cat when I lived there too. But he...
Got attacked with a raccoon?
No. Deer. He was inside.
Here in South Hayward.
Apparently it's super common with...
orange cats.
With cats in general, but like even more common with male cats. That they get these blood clots. Almost like deep vein thrombosis for humans, but like for cats.
Thrombosis?
Yeah, deep vein thrombosis. Basically, you get a blood clot on the veins back to your heart. So blood doesn't flow back to your heart. Okay. And then you basically just like shut down and die.
Are these Lululemons, bro? What's it?
They're Western Rises.
Those golf pants?
Adventure pants.
Adventure pants. You can't say anything in your life is adventure.
My whole life has been an adventure.
I was like, I'm here, am I?
So yeah, he...
died.
Yeah, he was playing with my parents, and then like an hour later,
just dropped
dead. He was like, my mom was in bed, and she heard him like stumble and like, kind of like fall down one stair while he was trying to go downstairs. So she went over to him, and he was like trying to get to her, but his back legs weren't working, and so she went to pick him up and put him on the bed, and they were like calling vets and stuff to see what was up, and then he just died, just right there.
So where was the blood clot?
In his leg somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why his legs stopped working.
Damn. Did they do a cat autopsy?
He's happy now. He's over there rolling around.
Nice.
He's like, carpet!
did they do like a cat autopsy?
No, it's like fucking $2,000 to do an autopsy.
How'd they find out there was a blood clot?
Because it's the signs of his death were like, it's common. So they were like, this is most likely what it was. We can do an autopsy, but it's like $2,000. And my dad was like, yeah, no. We don't need to know that bad. Yeah, so my parents don't have a cat anymore, so he's allowed to go there and hang out there too.
I thought you had the other cat.
Wait, no, they after Pumpkin passed away, my mom was like, I cannot handle having another cat. We need to like find a home for him. So my sister found a home for him like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So he was given to my sister's friend, and he's fine over there and chilling. Mm-hmm. But my parents just don't have cats anymore.
Nice, your house is now. I can go.
Yeah, they're full on empty nesters now.
Nice. Just tell them to get a dog.
My mom kind of wants a small dog like Gus. Yeah. But
what about like a wolf?
Excuse me?
Small, right?
I don't know which wolves are you looking at.
You know, standard. But R.I.P. Pumpkin, you were a silly looking cat.
Yeah, he was a tight cat.
Yeah, funny
face. I felt bad for my mom. I felt so bad because she was like beating herself up. She's like thinking that she could have done more and like she didn't treat him well for his life. And I'm like, bro, that cat was living the best life a cat could have. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Nah.
Do you know what date was on July?
I can find out.
July 4th.
Jesus. Wayne, you need to stop playing footsie with me.
I'm not playing footsie with you.
Okay, Legsy.
I'm not doing anything with you.
Wayne, I can... No, Gus is over there. I can see your foot caressing my calf.
That's incorrect.
I must have deleted the messages. I don't know.
Well, RIP to a legend.
Yeah, it was sometime in like... I want to say mid-July.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, it was before your birthday. Don't worry. July 31st, for anyone that doesn't know.
That's not my birthday, but July.
I was trying to throw everyone off the scent.
Oh, dude. Thank you.
Fucking idiot. It's July 30th now that you said that.
Fuck. That's not my birthday.
Stupid ass. I'm going to give Gus a treat. Gus, come here. Come here, buddy.
For the listeners at home, we're just feeding Gus straight up beef jerky.
Yeah.
Because it's apparently good for dogs.
It's his high reward treats.
It's pet grade.
We have not found any other treats that he fucks with.
Bro, he ain't done shit. You remember what?
That's it. Let's try it now. Pew pew. Pew pew. That's close enough.
That's close. See, that's how participation medals.
You'll do it at home.
You're enabling this dog.
Sorry, Gus. That's it. You get a tiny little piece. I'll give you more on the way home.
On the way home? Whole bag. Just go at it. Don't tell your mom. Don't
he's
tell
been
your
getting
mom.
Lots of treats since he's just.
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah, I know. Right?
He's going to be depressed when she comes back.
I don't know about that.
Well, because he'll stop getting treats.
Yeah, clearly, we know who his favorite
Michelle
is.
Michelle comes back, he's 5 pounds heavier.
I honestly think he got heavier from the 6 days that I was gone.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, they only had him for like 6 days. They're for sure feeding the shit out of her.
Yeah. You hungry boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, guys, you guys ready for a new season?
Yeah.
How do you guys like? Oh, how do you guys like Fall so far?
Yeah, you know, it's got its ups, it's got its downs.
Has Fall started?
I don't know.
In my book, it has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fall doesn't start until October for me.
It's definitely October.
Spoopy. No, a spoopy season.
But August, August is summer, but September is nothing. It's just like a mix between fall and summer.
See, no, fall starts when pumpkin spice lattes hit Starbucks.
That's fair, I guess.
And pumpkin spice lattes have hit Starbucks, which, by the way, I fuck with.
Really?
I like them.
Dude, I fuck with the coffee in Japan.
That makes sense. Did you get the canned coffee?
The Boss Black.
Boss?
Yeah. Well, because every other one.
Like, how do you like your coffee?
Black.
So you like the black can from Boss?
Mm-hmm. And well, I can't have milk, and I didn't take lactate with me.
I will say I drank the Rainbow Mountain blend.
Good. It's good, but I can't fucking drink it.
I can drink it, and it doesn't fuck my system up.
I wasn't trying to chance it. Ever since I got my gallbladder out, I don't really try to fuck with dairy too much.
Unless you have that.
My risk of diarrhea is already higher than it was before.
Like, I'm lactose myself, and I haven't met any other lactose intolerant people that take it seriously.
I take it seriously. I want to be able to shit.
Because we're American.
Yeah.
It's cheese and everything.
See, the problem is you guys get diarrhea. I get constipated. It's just way worse.
I just get
diarrhea. I think that's super lactose tolerant. I don't know. Yeah.
That's like an evolved version.
Yeah.
It's like the Charizard of fucking lactose.
You can't do anything right, dude. You're not even doing lactose intolerance, right?
No, it's called type 2. You know, diabetes has type 1, type 2.
Type 2 lactose intolerant.
All right, yeah. You just need one of those patches that gives you cheese like every couple fucking hours.
Fucking delayed release cheese patch. Your lactate pills are just pills of cheese? You're just Cheez-Its.
No, it's like whole milk in a capsule. But it's liquid, so like it's...
You gotta put it in your mouth and bite it.
No, you can't put it in. It won't digest because it's liquid, right? Because if it's liquid, it's gonna dissolve. It's like a hard capsule you can put up your butt.
suppository.
Don't they have parachuting?
Don't they have like powdered milk?
Yeah, wrap it around a fucking tissue and just fucking up the butt.
They have powdered milk, just pressed pills with that shit.
Bro, powdered milk? Fuck. Try dry scooping that shit. Wait, if it's powdered milk, what do you add to it to make it liquid? Water? Yeah. Then it's not fucking full milk.
I think you make skim milk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you've been feeding babies fucking skim milk? I gotta ask Julie.
No, you're thinking of baby formula. Yes, different from powdered milk.
Oh. It's got like vitamins and shit in it. And
who the fuck takes powdered milk?
I think you use it in like baking sometimes.
Or you can put it in coffee.
Liquid in baking.
I think you can add it to.
Because if you don't add milk, the only liquid semi liquid is egg
oil,
butter, melted butter. Yeah. That's still fucking dairy.
Bacon grease.
I use coconut oil when I made brownies the other day.
Oh yeah, that's good.
No, I just made brownies the other day.
Because you know I like to cook. I do not know how to bake.
Well, you just follow the instructions on the back of the
bag. But then everything has to be like precise. Like, I can't
you
do that.
You bust out your measuring cups and then you're good.
Yeah, I do that. I do the little thing with my finger on top. And then pour it. I'm like, that doesn't look enough. Just put a little more.
That's where you're going wrong. My man, just gotta trust the recipe.
I'm like, who made this recipe? Recipe? Who is it? Betty Crocker? No, I'm not trusting it.
Hey, Betty's been around a while.
I wonder if I could take powdered milk.
No, it's Martha Stewart.
Fuck me up, so.
I think it's evaporated milk, right? That's what it
is.
Mm-hmm. Evaporated milk fucks me up.
That's what powdered milk is.
Yeah, like you also use it for like coffee creamer, right? Like
I don't drink coffee.
But you can use powdered milk for coffee creamer.
I do like fucking dairy.
It tastes terrible, though.
Yeah.
What, powdered?
I can't do milk teas. Even since I was a kid, I don't really fuck with milk tea.
Well, you're not British, so.
That's fair.
Or you are Indian, though.
Yeah, my Indian grandma used to offer me milk tea. And I'm like, no, I'll take it without milk.
Interesting.
No, but then, like, boba is fire.
I don't have milk tea with that. I was just
you don't have milk tea because you're lactose, like me.
Well, yeah, but
you go to a boba place, we don't get fucking milk tea. We get, like, the fruit smoothies. Yeah, fruit teas. And we don't take the...
But if you go to, like, Bobaholics and places like that, they offer, like, almond milk and
shit. I've never heard or been to Bobaholics.
Yeah, that's new to me.
I've just recently tried boba, guys.
They offer milk, almond milk. Like substitutes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
I don't do that even still. I'm like, I'll take it without milk. Fuck you.
No, I was like, fuck that. Let me get the melon. Put some fucking boba in it.
I like Hokkaido milk tea.
I love that shit, but that shit fucks me up.
Yeah, dude.
I take two lactates, it still goes to
me. With that egg pudding in there, bro?
Yeah, with egg pudding, too. Yeah. It fucks
it up even more. What lactate do you use? Do you use a pill one or do you use the dissolvable tablet?
Suppository. What do you No.
Wait, there's your problem.
I take the fucking Costco one.
Is there a lactate pill that you can... Is that a patch?
That's what we're just talking about.
No, you're thinking of nicotine patches.
We're talking about that. Like if you're diabetic.
Diabetic.
You just fucking put it out there and put fucking cheese in it or fucking milk in it.
I use the lactate brand ones that are like dissolve in your mouth.
Yeah. The chewable ones?
No, they're not chewable. They are chewable. I just let them dissolve. I just realized that I'm the weirdo here.
And chewable ones are not bad.
Yeah, they taste like vanilla.
Yeah.
Don't they have one?
I keep that thing on me.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the pill ones, they don't work as well for me.
But the real like not like the actual brand lactate packs look like Alka-Seltzer pads.
They do.
Yeah.
Or really small condoms. Yeah.
I don't know what that looks like.
What?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Arvin, when was the last time you bought a condom? Because they don't come in paper wrappers, dude.
Foil line paper wrappers. Yeah.
Well, back in Vietnam War, they did.
No, dude, the Vietnam War, they did not wear.
They used pig intestine.
Why do you think there's hella fucking white and Vietnamese kids are running around? Here,
Jesus Christ.
I thought that was because they're French.
That's why the Bob Me has his French baguette. It's rare finding or meeting a fucking Vietnamese person.
That's full Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Especially in our generation. Because it's like 30 years apart.
Bro, we should just go to Vietnam and hunt for the purest Vietnamese.
I'm down to go to Vietnam. I want to go north because it's more communism.
Communism is good.
It's not good. I just want to see.
You want to see communism in action?
I want to see like their communist because I would just be over there. It's like, hey, blue passport is what you're missing out. They do make bomb ass fucking bumboy.
I don't think I'll ever go to Vietnam.
Why?
Yeah, your girlfriend's not.
I'm not big on Vietnamese food.
You can get other food there, I'm sure.
Like, you're not,
dude. Speaking of getting other,
you're
food
not
in
big
Asian
on
countries,
any food, to be honest.
That's fair. Speaking of getting like other food in Asian countries, why are there so many goddamn Italian restaurants
shit.
In Tokyo?
You should try that pickled shit.
Oh, that's fair. I fuck with pickled shit.
Like pickled like carrots. Mm-hmm. Fire. Because it's sweet.
You know, yeah. I have an answer to that question.
What?
Because Italy was an Axis power.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we can call them a power.
They were Axis force.
Yeah. Axis suggestion.
Axis adjacent.
Because Benito Swagalini did not fucking do anything.
Hey, but he got their trains running on time.
Yeah. Also, they're using old ass firearms. We should do an episode of a podcast and we just talk about fucking World War II. The history of it.
It all started.
Get, we'll kill that
I don't know if we can get more mail.
Oh, let me talk. Okay. Oh, God.
Wait.
So, you know, I started my new job at TikTok.
TikTok.
This is the trend right now at TikTok is fucking.
Is it the Roman Empire?
Yes.
Yes.
Roman Empire. I was going to bring up.
But it's mainly fucking like white males.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. Because one of, them, one of them came across is. He's like super like alt right. He's like, do you know why fucking white males are super in the Roman Empire right now on TikTok? Oh, because we have a blood history. That's where we came from.
And oh, I'm like, God.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up. And then the next one would be fucking a blue haired, short haired, white, fucking pansexual girl talking the opposite thing. And I'm like, y'all talking about the same shit. Like, I gotta tag both of y'all. Like, but yeah, that fucking Roman Empire shit. It's like, oh, finally, everybody's fucking into history for the wrong reason, though.
I just like the you know, their outfits. The drip was legendary. I think about
the,
it often.
Or the Legionnaires?
Yeah. Bro, the red and the gold.
Holding,
that's
holding a fucking, like, eagle?
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, let's test something here, Wayne. What? How often do you think of the Roman Empire?
Never.
Me either. Are we just not men? Is that what's happening here?
I think we're a generation of men. Different generation.
I think a lot about the Asian version of the Roman
Empire. Yes, I was about to say that. Which the Mongols.
Mongols.
Maybe I'm just not a man. I think I'm just a boy.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
You know, like,
are you some sort of boy man hybrid? No, like
a man boy.
That's
I think I identify as that as well, honestly.
He has traces of Neanderthal in his fucking genealogy.
Homeboy's still thinking about the great.
That's lightweight racist, I think.
I'm the same fucking race. That's not racist. That's safe racism. I can make all the fucking Asian accents all I want. It's fine, because I'm one of them.
One of us.
One of us. Your kids might be one of us. One of us.
Bro, my kid is going to be so mixed. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then, dude, okay, so I was talking to Michelle about this. If we have a kid, and then their kids, like our grandkids,
yeah.
If their grandkids
you're gonna look like fucking
married a half-white, half-black kid, we'd have all the races.
All the main powers.
We can say all the words we want.
No, you can.
They can.
I think at that point I'm so old.
No, pump your brakes.
No,
your grandchild can be.
You freak out white.
Mm. Well, I said half white, half black.
Oh.
And your grandkid is going to be like fucking your dog. Not fucking your dog. Not fucking your dog. I'm saying you're going to be like him.
Just a mutt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. You know how like you tend to stay in your own race kind of thing?
No.
No.
Well, if you're not from parents.
Wait, from, what do you mean, I am no? from my parents.
No, I'm saying.
That's how it works.
Like, you like Asian girls. That's your main.
That's not, no. That's
it's your main
no,
course.
No. Main course. No. No. My, no, I don't want to get into this.
What's Ed's boxes? No. Let's get into this.
Asian boxes.
Bento.
I like my girls like my fucking cars. Fucking Asian from the 90s. Sports cars.
With four doors.
With four doors.
And big booties.
Yes. Yes, which is hard to find. But Nah, that's just that's not my only fucking interest.
Not that's, only, but not that's your that's main bread and butter.
No, because I figured why you would say that's my bread and butter because it's my own race.
Also, because I've only ever seen you date Asian girls.
Oh, you haven't met my like Latina exes, but that's it, yeah.
But you were in like high school for that, right?
Yeah, all my exes were like are high from school Texas. And college, which is like fucking 8 years ago. But my recent exes are.
What I was getting at is, well, Wayne's not an outlier. He's a normal person. Everyone likes white girls.
It's true.
It's just.
Yeah, under 35.
True.
Fair.
Got a point there.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be ageist.
Arvin likes, not Indians, but he likes Asians because he classifies himself as Asian, which is fair.
No.
Wait, I thought I liked Latinos and like light-skinned black chicks.
I've only ever seen you like Asians. And, well, I guess Latinas, sure.
Wait, no, but you're Asian in the British consensus.
No, it's true.
Not the U.S. consensus. Yeah.
So what I was getting at, you know how, like, so technically you have a tendency to stay within your race.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though it's not your, like.
What the fuck are my kids going to do? It doesn't make any sense. Are they going to, like, no, Indians? But then your kids Asians are... or no, I'm just going to say it, Mexicans.
But no, your kids are
gonna, let's be real. Salvador,
it's
going to
be
different
generation.
No Mexican.
It's going to be a different generation where all the kids are going to be like your kids.
Yeah, they're going right. to be different flavors. Mixed.
Like, yeah, fair. That's
what if point. You're trying to find purebloods?
I think you're thinking of purebred.
Purebred? I don't like purebred dogs.
You don't like hybrids?
I like hybrids.
They get okay gas mileage.
I make myself a good mutt.
I drive a hybrid.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, good.
Not or just pure EV.
That's why we got to go to Vietnam and find the most Vietnamese person there is.
I don't like fobish Asian girls.
I don't either.
I like the accents. I don't like their way they moan. It's fucking weird. They sound like fucking dying dolphins.
Why do you know what that sounds like?
Because I've been with a fucking
dying dolphin.
You guys never watched that documentary about the fucking Japanese dying dolphins?
Oh shit, The Cove?
Yeah.
The Cove?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, it came out in like 2014. I remember that.
Yeah, I
no.
still remember that vividly.
2012.
Okay, well, sorry, Arvin. I was 2 years off. Yeah. Fucking a decade ago.
Early 2010s. I'm like, what the fuck?
2000?
What, yeah. Those are the 10s, dude.
That's true.
Like the thousands. Were the knots, right?
Yes.
Is it called the
tens? I think technically it's called the knots. I just call it the thousands because it's easier.
The Zeds.
The turn of the century.
No. No.
I guess that would work too, I guess.
No. Early 2000s?
Yeah, turn of the century.
Yeah, no.
I guess that only works for like the first couple of years of the 2000s.
Only works for mm-hmm. fucking 9/11.
Fair.
Fair. Yeah. True.
And recession.
Oh, speaking of 9/11 happened, you know?
Yeah.
It happens every year. Just 1 year was really bad. That's a joke ripped from a YouTube video I watched.
Solid no, joke.
But then I was really sad we couldn't do anything for 9/11 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In remembrance. Never forget.
Drink some Manhattan.
I do have a homegirl whose birthday is on 9/11.
Oof.
And like, hey, every year I'm like, hey, never forget.
I don't think she's forgetting.
Nope, she's not. Exactly.
She might want to forget, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, she's somebody that age to like 30, my age. She might want to forget soon.
30.
Yeah.
Okay, you're turning 31.
What are you guys? Shut the fuck up. Don't remind me.
Three months.
I already feel it.
4 months.
It is three and some change. Yeah. What are you guys going to do for your 30th?
Let's do something. Die. 30th. Die.
I'll be surprised I'm still here. Yeah, let's do something for you guys' 30th.
Shotguns?
To the face?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Down. Straight Cobain ourselves?
I'm not with that.
Come as you are.
I shotgun a beer last weekend, and that shit hurted.
Bro, I think I would die if I shotgun a beer.
Me too.
Hey, seltzer's a little easier.
Yeah, they are, but it's too much sugar. It fucks me up the next day.
But no, okay, you're still intaking fucking seltzer. They're all going to the same place.
I've never shotgunned a beverage.
Not me. Let's do like something. Like
you can shotgun
us.
Let's
go.
Oh, well, you don't drink. Never mind.
Yeah, let's go.
You shotgun us.
Let's go out somewhere to celebrate your guys' 30th.
LaCroix.
Feel them.
I'm
down.
Is your guys' 30th next year, right?
Yeah. Well, Wayne's the last one, so we'd have to win.
No. For each of you guys' 30th.
Yes. Did you turn 30?
I turned 29.
You turned 29. Never mind.
Dude, and it's going to be my like a.
What's Are you older than this guy?
No, he's a year older than me. Oh.
And I'm turning 30.
So next year is his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in between us.
Not yours.
No. Okay. Turned 30 in 2 years. I forgot.
30 is going to be my golden birthday, too.
What does that mean? Oh, because July 30th on the...
On the 30th, yeah. Turning 30 on the 30th, so...
You got to do something every birthday.
Fuck it, bro. Let's take over a small European country.
Or break your fucking sobriety.
I don't know which one's worse, honestly.
For one night. We could take Liechtenstein in one night.
We'll take Arvin to a strip club and leave him there.
And fuck!
And not go in. Just Arvin goes in only.
Oh my God,
going to a strip club sober would suck ass.
It would. I'm already scared of women.
Literally suck ass. No.
Gross.
Gross.
I've never been to a strip club.
Nice.
I've been in the vicinity of one.
Yeah, of course.
When I was doing... Dude, the strippers were the nicest people to us when we were the valet.
It's all front.
When I was working for valet, they were the nicest people to us. They would offer for us to come in for like discounted prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would like stop us and ask us how our days are doing. I'm like, you guys are doing a good job.
Do me a favor. Stop digging yourself a hole.
I didn't go in. I think I was like 19 at the time. So if I was ever going to go in, it would be that. But I worked during the day.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm saying if I was ever going, that would be the time that I would go in.
What, you did a valet next to a strip club?
Well, no, but it was on the route back.
How
from
convenient.
The...
How convenient.
It was, so, do you know where Original Joe's is in San Francisco?
No.
Yes.
It's kind of by Little Italy.
That's fire.
Sure. Oh, where all the strip clubs are.
Yeah. You know how there's Broadway and there's all the strip clubs? Mm. Yeah, so our satellite lot was down Broadway next to the strip club.
How much did you charge for parking? $20.
Nah, it was a lot. I don't remember how much it was.
It was $20 an hour.
I think it was more than that, honestly.
God damn.
Yeah.
And that was a hell of years back.
Yeah, that was in 2013.
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck, how long ago was that? That was 10 years ago. Bro, I was 18.
Bro, in my mind, 2013 was still like 5 years ago.
I know, dude. It's crazy.
2013 was a good year.
Was it?
Yeah. I was living in Humboldt. It's good.
Oh, for that's right.
I don't remember 2013 very
much. I didn't
much,
start though. Fucking with the years until 2015.
Just a hard reset.
Yeah.
Speaking of hard resets, fucking that coffee, I still have it. Just want to try
Let's do it. Did you see you can buy those on Amazon?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Expensive, though.
Dude, for a six pack, it's $45.
It's stupid expensive.
It costs 130 yen out of the
My friend Adam, he has a shop in Fremont called Dynamic Auto Works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has a vending machine with those coffees in it.
Nice.
$2 each.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're fucking 130.
Wait, so
they're less than a dollar.
Did you take advantage of that in Japan?
Only for the coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
You tried any other drinks?
I had some cola.
Bro, did you get Pocari Sweat?
No, Michelle has Pocari Sweat right now.
I have one in my fridge.
Yeah. I didn't know about it until
I get
after.
2 liters at a time, bro?
I didn't know about it until after because when Michelle got sick, I was like, all right, you need some electrolytes. Let me look for what you can get. And I saw, I was like, okay, Pocari Sweat's like the number one thing over there.
Dude, oh, that shit's bad.
Aqua.
Aqua? Like the Toyota?
No, the band that sang Barbie Girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Also the what is that, lemon drink?
Mm-hmm. Like QQ lemon or whatever.
Yeah,
those are
pretty good. Yeah.
You know what, you
can get that here at Osaka Market. They sell it.
You and Michelle should have done got that fucking vitamin drink in a glass bottle, 3,000 milligrams of fucking vitamin C.
God damn,
Jesus!
Yeah. Y'all would not get sick.
You would be pissing out crystals.
The only reason why I know about that is because in Indonesia we have the same one, but it comes in mango flavor.
Oh shit!
Yeah, hell good.
If it's not green mangoes, Arvin doesn't fuck with it.
True. I tried drinking mango Pepsi.
I chugged one of those after like a night party in Bali.
Mango Pepsi.
Mango Pepsi.
I've never thought of something more gross.
It is a disgusting Pepsi. Flavor.
I had orange Pepsi.
Did you fuck with unagi?
No.
Damn. You were in Narita.
Yeah.
That's like the capital of unagi.
Yeah, Michelle and her mom got a lot of it.
I paid $25 for a fucking bento box of unagi. That was the best shit I ever had.
I did have... piece of steak sushi
raw
seared. It was seared.
Yeah hell good.
Was that that wag wag
that wag wagyu
was so good. Yeah. I was telling Michelle, she was like, because Michelle took like a bite of it, just the steak
pro
part.
Tip, put a little fucking green onion on top. Different.
That sounds amazing.
Different. Yeah, because it cuts through the fattiness.
Yeah,
or some bluefin.
Yeah,
so I've had sushi before and I hated it. because I don't like fish.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't like the texture.
I don't like the smell of fish. You know how like some part of
taste yeah, but in Japan smell. It's fresh fish.
No, that's fair. It. I just didn't try it.
But you mad man?
Hey, you tried a tamago though.
Isn't that just an omelet?
The square egg.
I did.
It's like sweet.
I did. Yeah.
It's hella good, dude.
That's it was okay. One. I'm not a big egg guy. I like my eggs.
You're not big on anything.
We've been over this already.
Yeah, we've been over this, yeah. But tamago, like, that's how I gauge how good a restaurant is, a sushi mm-hmm. restaurant is over here. Because, you know, you can get the freshest fish and stuff like that. But the tamago is made in-house.
Mm-hmm, I see. So I see what you're saying.
How good they make it.
I see.
You eat takoyaki?
No, I did. I really wanted to, but we didn't get a chance.
Squid?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with squid?
No, octopus. I wanted to try it.
Okay.
But I didn't get a chance to. We didn't go anywhere that had any.
Google it. I'm not gonna tell you what they top it off with. Then
what? I'm not gonna try it at this point.
Bonito.
Come.
Tuna, like tuna, dry.
Okay.
And they shave it.
It's like
oh, I saw a bunch of that.
And they dance on top of it.
Oh, nice. Eat. That sounds terrible.
It's like the hardest.
And they put hella mayo on top.
Kewpie mayo.
Kewpie mayo. Yep. And then the unagi sauce.
The best. Like oh, you know what? I did have katsu. I had a katsu sandwich from 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's fire.
That was hella good.
It's fire. It's not crunchy, though, because, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still fire.
It was hella good, yeah.
Dude, the bread is undefeated in Japan.
It really is.
That shokupan, yeah. The fucking milk bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's so good.
The milk bread from 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I need to get milk bread over here.
Dude, we should overnight milk bread from Japan. Dude.
That should just be my business. Overnighting milk bread from Japan.
After Michelle. Hey,
a big ass shipping container of all fucking milk bread. Is that gonna go bad on the way here?
Michelle's mom tried the sandwich that she had, right? And then her brother had told her, like, the whole, because her brother had been to Japan before. She was the one that told her to get the egg sandwiches and everything. And he was like, the bread there is amazing.
Yeah.
And so she tried the sandwich. She's like, this is amazing. I want to have it forever.
Ever, yeah.
And then the very next day, the first full day we're in Japan, she's like, I want to go buy the bread. Like, what are you going to do with the bread?
this whole loaf?
she should eat the bread.
It's hard for me to find a whole loaf of like milk bread.
Really?
Yeah, you have to like, it's always like in sandwiches.
Hmm.
Don't they have like supermarkets in Japan?
I did not find one supermarket.
I never looked for a supermarket, but I never saw one.
I want to see like fucking upgrade an Autobahn.
Where did Japanese people buy their produce?
That's the question. Actually, my Airbnb in Tokyo, it was next to like this mom and pop fucking produce section.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, fruit is so fucking expensive over there.
Dude, the vegetables over there though?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Crisp.
Mm-hmm. It's so, yeah, there so was good. Just so fresh. It's like having fucking farmers market vegetables from like literally any business.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking amazing.
They're big on leeks.
I didn't have any leeks.
Yeah.
I had a lot of bell peppers though.
Ooh,
nice. Yeah.
Those that's bell peppers expensive. Were fucking crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're hella good.
Though. What's your favorite color bell pepper?
Green.
Green.
Don't I taste all the same?
No.
No.
No?
No. I hate yellow.
What the fuck?
I don't like yellow, and I especially don't like red. Racist,
but
yeah, yellow and orange, mid. At best.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad.
Don't they have like
black.
Green
don't
and
they,
red?
Don't they have like an eggplant?
You say black?
Yeah, like an eggplant color. Like a purple
no.
black.
I think you're thinking of an eggplant. No, I don't think they do. I don't know.
I don't mind any black pepper. Black pepper. Bell pepper.
Maybe they do. No, because the yellow ones and the orange ones are more sweet than the others.
I keep seeing them too because a little kick to it.
I've never had it with the seeds, actually. Now I think about it.
But you gotta like scrape it off the main stem and the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The main stem does not cook that well.
My parents make this stuffed bell pepper.
Oh,
fuck. It's bro, so good.
I made fucking stuffed nacho bell pepper.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude,
that sounds amazing.
I cut the bell pepper in half, mm-hmm. scoop it out, and then put fucking chopped bacon.
Nice.
Ground beef.
I'm with it.
Cream cheese.
Hell yeah.
Crème chèm?
Yeah. Mix it all in a bowl and then put it into the bell pepper. Then I bake it.
Put some cheese on top.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's like a fucking jalapeno popper, but
yeah.
way bigger.
Fuck.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'll make that next time we have a cake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Damn.
That sounds hella good.
Fucking love bell peppers.
Bell pepper fire.
Green boys are good. I'll eat them raw.
Yeah. Raw bell peppers are good. In moderation.
Yeah. We gotta dip it in something.
I'm not eating a whole. It depends.
Lemon juice and like
if it's just like a little wedge of it, I could eat it raw, no problem. You know. But it's best to have like fucking grilled bell peppers.
Oh, I'm not gonna eat it like a fucking apple.
No, there's no fucking way.
Bro,
did you eat anything other than apple? Like an apple?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pears.
Oh, okay. Fair. You guys got me there. But what about like a tomato?
I've eaten
tomatoes. I hate tomatoes.
You don't like tomatoes?
No.
Oh, that's crazy. I get that. A lot of people don't like tomatoes. Hey,
I only like tomatoes in like the salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about chunky salsa though?
Yeah, like the phone you buy, you dip it with onions.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
And I only have it in my In-N-Out burger.
Mm.
Any other burger? No.
You know, I've resorted.
Salads? Resorted. No. Salads? No.
I've started getting my In-N-Out burger without a tomato, and honestly, it's better.
Because it's less soggy.
I don't hate. I fucking love tomatoes.
You know why?
Without the tomato, it's good.
You're not eating the burger fast enough. Yeah.
No, dude, I'll fucking scarf down a burger. But also, I only get hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
so they're just singles. You know, so they're nice and light.
Right.
Also, my In-N-Out order is $8. It's fucking cheap, dude.
This day and age, it's still $8.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking amazing.
For like burgers and sandwiches, I have to have extra lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Extra lettuce. I think In-N-Out gives a good amount of lettuce, though.
I still ask for extra lettuce.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially they use iceberg lettuce, so it's super crunchy.
And then when I ask for extra lettuce, like, do you want it like protein sauce? Like, no, I want the bread, but put fucking half a head of lettuce in, please.
And some because
I like that
filler.
Texture.
Do you ever get it with like a toasted bun? I've never got that.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay.
It's so good with the toasted bun.
What's your guys' In-N-Out order?
2x1, animal style.
Okay.
Extra grilled onions.
Why you gotta be extra like that? Why is it gotta be a 2x1?
Just I don't, 2x2. No, no, it's the right amount of cheese.
Too much cheese.
Fuck out of here. Papa lactate and stop being a bitch.
No.
It's not about lactate.
No, it's not about lactate. American cheese doesn't want.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. American cheese sucks.
So,
the fries, drink?
Usually just get a Dr. Piz Piz and some fries with sauce on the spread on the side because I don't like animal style fries.
Some here.
I get hamburger animal style with extra pickles, no tomato if I'm feeling no tomato. I'll just do grilled onions like animal style. All
right.
And then I'll do well-done fries with spread, and I'll get a spread on the side.
On the side.
Yeah, a spread on top. Because they charge you more for animal fries,
yeah,
but you can add toppings to your fries, and they won't charge you extra.
Mm.
So you can get grilled onions on your fries, and they won't charge you more than just regular fries. So it stays cheap. And then...
Life hack.
Yeah, because I would order animal fries without cheese. And it would come out cheaper than animal fries. I'm like, what am I doing wrong here?
Yeah.
And then a medium Coke or a Dr. Pepper.
Wayne?
Just a double-double animal
four
style.
By four.
No, just a double-double animal fries and chopped chilies.
Oh, chopped chilies.
I don't like
I do
the chopped
chilies sometimes.
I get whole chilies on the side.
Sometimes they fucking hit, though.
So I get a 3x1.
Okay.
Jeez.
Whole grill onions. And chop.
Maybe I should start doing
and no, and chop fucking grilled
like
onions.
Like raw onions? Yeah. Oh, chop grilled onions.
Chop
okay.
grilled onions. And then...
Extra lettuce.
Extra lettuce. Toasted bun.
No tomato, obviously.
No, with tomato.
Oh, with tomato.
With
okay.
tomato.
Oh, right.
And I get the fries and two fucking... was it? The sauce on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then a large lemon up.
Lemon up.
Yeah, the pink lemonade with the Sprite. Mm-hmm. 7-Up. Yep, that's it, bro. Or if I don't feel like that fucking hungry, I still get the same order, but protein salad.
Nice. Less bread.
And then I was like, hey, can you make a protein salad but put lettuce inside of it too? I fucking love lettuce. Dude.
I don't know why they don't put lettuce inside protein salad burgers. Like, I get that it's like
it's all
on the outside.
Yeah.
But the burger has lettuce in it.
Yeah.
You're not changing anything to the burger. You're just changing the bun.
Yeah.
They're probably just thinking, like, who wants more lettuce than this?
I'm at that point where I can't even eat steak regularly. Whenever I cook steak for me and my family, I slice it up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have lettuce on the side, rice, gochujang, raw sliced garlic. And then I'll put that everything into the lettuce and make it like a lettuce wrap and bite.
Ooh, that's good.
That shit's all good. I can't have it with like mashed potatoes or like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no fiber there.
A1 sauce, get the fuck out.
I'll never
understand
using. My mom
likes to eat their steak with fucking hot sauce, ketchup, and mustard. I'm like,
I'll never understand using sauce.
That is
beef.
Fucking disrespectful to the way I cook the steak.
Like the only sauce you need on beef is au jus.
Yes.
The beef juice that comes out in steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you add more stuff to it. That takes a little longer, like 30 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. Still kind of good, though. I like it.
All right, we got to have another fucking barbecue before the the weather.
Yes, we
turns.
Do.
Turns.
Yeah. Whose birthday is next?
Wayne's. Black Friday.
Oh, I'm flying out on Wayne's birthday.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's, fuck that's, you, Arvin.
That's very disrespectful.
Then you must know how my mom feels. Wayne and my mom, same birthday.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it was your dad for some reason.
Mm-mm.
So
Josh Contango and my dad.
Mm-hmm. November 26th.
23rd, Thanksgiving. It's on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, this year's on Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's right. Thanksgiving is on the what? The third
Thursday? Thursday? Yeah.
Third Thursday.
Is it third or last?
Last. I mean, it's one of the two.
Yeah.
It's last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you do something before that then? Like the weekend before that?
I'm but flying out at 8 p.m. So.
Was this Thursday?
Oh, shit. Okay. I mean, just call out for one of the weekends, Sundays.
Yeah. Wayne, have you sold anything spicy lately?
Wayne, have
by
you
the
ever
way?
Called out?
No, he has not.
Didn't you go to
how much PTU do you have?
He's probably maxed out.
No, not maxed out.
500 hours?
No, no.
The most I ever had was from Best Buy was like 120 hours.
I have 150 something, I think.
Wayne, yeah, just go on a vacation. Go see your grandparents.
Hey, you ate.
Hey. Who?
No, wait.
He said who?
No. They're all dead.
Hey, take PTO. We'll go to Taiwan. I'll go with you. Seriously. I hella want to go back to Taiwan. I want to do the boat races. The dragon boat races.
Did you say boat races?
I've actually never done those.
Boat!
Oh.
I'll probably be guessed out in like 30 seconds.
Hey, Wayne, what was the spiciest thing you've sold lately?
Sold?
Spiciest?
Yeah, like, you know, something cool. Curious. You sell all these cars. You must be selling something cool. Yeah.
I don't sell cars.
Jesus Christ.
He sells experiences.
I was going to say that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I do.
Also, nothing spicy. High interest rate.
Yeah, interest rates are pretty high.
Was it 9 right now?
Close.
Who is buying cars at this rate?
Like 9.16, whatever.
It's like 7, 8, 9, okay. 10, 11, 12.
20. Yeah, I was, you know, okay. I just posted my car for sale.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sell that. And then once I pay off the CT, I'm going to try to trade that in for the new Prius.
Okay.
Nice.
And I want an all-wheel drive one.
Mm-hmm.
But not the Prime. I don't want the plug-in shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the XLE, I guess, the mid-range.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to order the all-wheel drive XLE.
Fucking do it.
Damn.
Or you could get the fucking front-wheel drive one.
How long is the wait?
3 months.
Ooh. That's not bad.
I have to order it now, but I don't have the money now. The money's in the CT. Like, but I want to get one of those. And the
you can
fucking,
do trade-in too, right?
The interest is fucking like 7.5.
Yeah.
Like, God damn.
Interest is high.
My CT was
especially
like
Toyota's like financing.
Yeah.
Their interest is really high.
Some bullshit.
You're better off going to like a credit union at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some manufacturers
but then
have,
like, I would have sold my CT,
mm-hmm.
which would be harder.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you don't technically need to sell the CT for that. You can put that money towards the loan after.
I need to sell CT because I don't have space in the fucking...
I see. Okay.
Parking. Dude, my Macan is already on the fucking...
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Why don't you put the CT on top of the Audi dealership?
What do you mean?
Wayne's is like where Wayne's A3 is parked.
It's not there anymore.
What? Oh, it's in the satellite.
He told us that like 6 months ago.
I moved it back. Oh. I wanted it close.
Hey, does your parents' place have a street clean? No.
No, it doesn't. But it's kind of hard to find parking there now. People from the apartments are parking over there. Ever since they built the houses across the street, there's fucking
can no I park my LS there?
You can park it on the side.
Yeah.
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 They won't care.
You want
to park security
there,
cameras
you,
too.
You can park
but
it
also it's like less of a busy street so I can work on it too over there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think it'll be easier if I raise the car.
To sell it?
Yeah. With the stock wheels this way.
Yeah. Cause also, those wheels are like tiny.
16s.
Yeah.
But like 55 profile.
That shit's gonna be comfy.
Yeah, cause if anybody buys a car right now, you can't even get on the tow truck.
Yeah.
Because of the exhaust. I was like, just cut the fucking mufflers off. Fuck it. And you weld it back on if you want.
Put V-bands.
I don't want to put more money into it if I'm going to sell it. Like, also,
that's fair.
Also, the alternators took a shit.
Nice.
Like, if I had a spot to work on it, I'd probably keep it. I don't.
How does Stockton sound for you?
Stockton?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's in Stockton?
Joel, Esgar, and John opened a shop in Stockton.
Yeah, but
oh, the one that needs a receptionist.
I would have to tow it there.
Yeah, or drive it.
I can't drive it there.
Well, I have an idea.
We could change the alternator and then drive it there.
That's the fucking whole point.
Or just chain a bunch of batteries.
I have a better idea. Get like a little hand crank.
Okay. No, I knew when he said better, it was gonna not be better.
And how Wayne?
I knew you were trolling me. Yeah. I just need a place to like I can work on it safely on the street because my street is like a main street.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
so what do you do when it comes to street cleaning? Then you just jump in.
No, it's on the fucking driveway.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I have to get it off the driveway too.
Yeah, but
you no. When I put it on, fucking my exhaust scraped a 4 feet fucking scrape on the street.
Your driveway is a pretty steep angle.
And then if I make it out, it might get caught in the muffler. So I have to angle it
hell off. Fucking yank it down.
No, I gotta yank it up.
No, I mean if it got caught. Do you guys know that Hot Wheels is selling wheels now?
What?
Yeah.
Like full?
What does it look like? They're straight up. I saw it on Instagram. I got an ad. Look.
Is it Forge?
They straight up sell wheels for their cars.
Oh, I thought they were.
Oh, like. I thought you were talking about like actual cars.
No. Look, they sell wheels for you to change on your Hot Wheel.
Oh, shit.
They got off road wheels. They got some fucking like JDM wheels. It's tight. Dude, look, they got fucking T37s. What's up?
Dude, they got work equips.
Look at that. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
But how much are they?
I don't fucking know. It's a members only thing.
What? What is a subscription?
$20 for a.
How many free wheels do you get?
Free wheels. 20
boom.
No, it's $20 for the pack.
Oh. Yeah, but then that means you need like special Hot Wheels then.
Not really. You can put them on any Hot Wheel, I think.
Oh.
Unless the offset's different. They're called real riders.
As opposed to fake ones?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's only for the real ones.
Those equips are called Classic 4 Spoke, in case you're wondering.
What are the T's called? Classic 7 Spokes?
6 Spoke Mag.
T's are 7 Spokes, though.
Copyright. Come on, Arvin.
No, they're not.
What?
Those are T's are 7 Spoke wheels, right?
No, they're 6 Spoke.
They're always 6 spoke.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you thinking of?
T37 spoke.
7.
Huh?
7. Evans has 6.
No. T's have 6.
They're 6? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they have 6.
Bro, I think I might have dimension jumped.
No, wait, I think you're just stupid.
No, they do have 6. Evan has 7.
I may have lied to somebody then.
Yeah.
I need to make a phone call.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking dumb.
Six.
I call bullshit. I dimension jumped.
I'm going to look up 7 spokes.
Advent has 5. Jesus, we're all off.
Yeah.
The fuck's a 7 spoke T37?
It's called reps.
Those are really bad reps.
I could have sworn.
I don't know what the fuck you're swearing then, dude, because you're just wrong. How does that make sense? You can't even, that's an unequal number. You can't even make a symmetrical design with 7 spokes.
Yeah, you can. Just equidistant.
That looked terrible.
I mean, you can't cut it in half. Actually, you can't cut it in half. You just put the 7
spokes. It'd spoke have to be, yeah. I guess so.
What's 37 divided by 2? Let's see.
Why are you doing that math?
Because if you cut off half the spokes, it becomes T18 and a half.
God damn it.
So my other option of selling the LS is getting air ride for it.
It's fair, but it's a high mileage car. You could probably just do with getting rid of it and getting a different car.
But I mean, it's a Toyota Lexus.
That's fair. Wait, you can upgrade to a newer one and put 200,000 miles on
it. I don't want a 430 because...
No, not a 430. I've just been a newer Toyota. The Prius.
Yeah.
Put 200,000 miles on that.
No, I also want to put the Prius on there, right, too.
Yeah, I would, too, if I already had a Prius. Just because if I get any car that's new,
yeah,
it would have to be air ride because I don't want to destroy it.
Would you be down interesting to work on my car at your parents' place?
Your LS?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be able to get in.
No, we'd be in.
The Passat gets, it hits the ground of the garage.
No, I mean just on just on the street. So
oh, I see.
So you put the alternator on.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Put the alternator on and maybe raise it.
Do you have an alternator?
No, not yet. I'm trying to get
I'm trying to
get a discount price for that.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up.
Like on a Sunday.
Yeah. I'd be down with that. Because I go to my parents' house on Sundays anyways.
Okay.
It's the Lord's Day.
It might take like two Sundays.
It depends, maybe.
Yeah.
Uber.
Uber.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap this up, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great podcast.
It was fun. I miss you.
It's good to have you back,
bro. Thank you, Sappy.
All right. So thanks for listening. This has been Season 7, Episode 2 of Last Call Garage. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Last Call Garage. In that Instagram bio, there is a Discord link. You can join that Discord. Talk to us at any time. I've got Discord notifications turned off, but I will look at Discord.
We also need to start doing a video.
Yeah.
I need to get a camera. I'll buy an SD card.
So the problem with DSLRs is in order to get them to record continuous video like that, you have to buy a couple other things because DSLRs will cap out at like 20 minutes or some shit like that for recording, no matter the size.
What if you get...
I do have a camcorder. It's a camcorder from...
Oh, my God.
2013, but it's a camcorder. Is
it cassette?
Dude.
Huh? Is it cassette?
No, it's an SD card. Okay. It's got internal memory, too.
Ooh, that'd be like... that'd be like our vibe, too. Like,
yeah.
The filter on it.
It works. I used it for all of Japan. We recorded...
Oh, man.
I'll see that footage.
We recorded, like, home videos.
Oh, okay, I don't want to see them.
Not like that.
I don't want to see them. Hard pass.
We were staying in the same hotel room as her mom, all right? We couldn't do anything.
I have a camera.
All right.
Wait, what if you got like six DSLRs?
No.
What kind of camera?
I picked up an A7C.
Oh, shit. That's like the compact fucking point and shoot.
That would
like
probably work perfectly fine. Yeah.
That's where all the Instagram photos came from. Right?
That's new. That's good quality too.
Yeah.
Is it mirrorless?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's tight. Mirrorless cameras are cool. All right. Well, anyway, join that Discord. You can talk to us there. If you don't have Discord, you can shoot us an email at lastcallgarage@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know what you want to hear from us. Topic suggestions, criticisms, whatever you want.
My LS is for sale.
Yeah, buy Ed's LS. 10 grand for anyone that listens.
No. 6,000.
10.
With stock.
10 grand.
If you want the wheels,
I'll give
10 grand.
I'll give $500 to a finder's fee.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good money.
Yeah.
Go ahead and follow us. Leave us 5 out of 5 stars anywhere you listen to us. Write something nice about us if you can. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Later. Check out your friends.